here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. Checking in on all things Bravo this week, as usual.
Happy birthday to Geneva's got a four-year-old. Her vagina is 4 years free of popping a baby out of
it. I told Justine this, but we were like, you know, I live in Vegas. So I'm like, hey, you can go anywhere you want for dinner. Anywhere in the grand area of Las Vegas. And he was like, I want to go to Chick-fil-A. I was like, fuck.
That's great.
We're at Chick-fil-A and he's just pounding a shake.
What does he like? The chicken nuggets?
Yeah, he's like, I don't like chicken. And then he ate all the chicken.
I know,
like,
they just want to eat the... now that we have chickens again, Irving, well, he was like, I'm not eating chicken anymore. And he really sticks to it. He used to eat a spicy chicken sandwich. And now it's like, come on. And he just learned what a cow was. What kind of shake, what meat, what steak is coming from a cow. He's really connecting the dots that we're eating these animals. What did...
Oreo
shake, Oreo. You see, now ever since you've really brought that to my attention, it's the only one I'll eat from there.
Yeah, it's good.
Every time we go to Chick-fil-A, it's a fight though to not. I won't get them because they need to make them in a child size. I'm not buying.
I agree. It's too
like
big.
$5-6 a fucking milkshake.
I know.
Can't we just have a little treat?
The three of us yesterday, like nothing extreme. $44.
Right. It's expensive.
It's like, fuck, this is not fast food. I could go sit down for a meal for that cost.
Yeah. Give me a get a Frosty program. You'd probably be selling a triple more, you know. And then I did end up one day, I was just like, fine, I just let's go. And we just sit in the park and like, give me some moments for, you know, I just, everybody got a milkshake. I just threw caution to the wind. I just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Then somehow my earring was, somehow Warner put the milkshake down, the earring popped to the bottom of it, milkshake went everywhere. I'm covering it up. I run back into the Chick-fil-A, leave the kids in the car, and they're like, oh, we can make you another one. I was like, okay, sure, because I was just gonna ask for another cup to put it in. And I was like, okay, sure, get me another one. And then the guy's like, oh, I'll follow you out to help you clean it up. So this guy, which was really nice, it's like, but I didn't want him coming out to see that I had left my other children in the car. You know, you just never know what people are up to. They're going to call the cops on me because I didn't have a choice. And it's like awkward. The guy's handing me wipes and I'm cleaning it up. And he put two and two together that it was our fault that this milkshake combusted. And he's probably like, you white trash piece of shit. We shouldn't have gave you another one. But they do have good customer service.
They do. They're very friendly.
And all their milkshake is ice cold. There's nothing like it.
All right. Listen, I just have a general recommendation for a show of people like this type of thing. 100 Foot Wave, which is on HBO Max, whatever the fuck it's called now.
Oh, wow.
Which is about like big wave surfers. I watched season one and for some reason I didn't go back to season two. It's phenomenal. I would 10 out of 10 recommend.
Wow.
Just like great profiles of surfers, wildlife they live. Yeah, it was enjoyable. Good music.
It is a crazy culture. When we go there, my mom and I've been walking up by the ocean, which just makes exercise better.
Yes.
And you see these kids, they look like they're 16 and they're there at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But they're probably 18, 19, or who knows what life these kids live. But there's just there's like little packs of them. They're little wolves.
Yeah. No, on this show, there's a guy who's like the original big wave surfer. His name's Garrett. He has a kid named Barrel, like Barrel Surf.
Oh my God, that's Barrel. Cute. I like
and
that.
And the kid is like six out there surfing, catching fish with
his Justine
hands.
Justine DuPont.
Like,
there's a Justine.
Oh, yeah, Justine. There's
oh
a Justine
my God.
DuPont. She's great. DuPont. Fantastic woman surfer. Yeah, I think that the like... just that life.
I should
like
check it out.
Living by the water and stuff is just wild.
Is it in Hawaii? Obviously, probably.
Portugal is where they're surfing the big Portugal. Waves, but he lives in Hawaii, so they kind of fluctuate between where the people are. But yeah, it was good. How'd
it's
you feel?
Over?
Where do you want to start here this week? Yeah,
it's
the second
over.
Season's done. Yeah, I'm sure they'll do it again. Let's start with Martha's Vineyards because I want to know what you think. How you feel about it?
Okay.
What are your initial
Peacock
take?
App, you caught up. They have Vanderpump Rules blasting it. They should be blasting. I'm currently watching Martha's Vineyard on the app, and it doesn't come up. I have to search it every single time I go back to keep watching.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that because it's a quality show. I think if it's, I think the women are more dynamic than the Summer House women have ever been, except for Lindsay on the original on the original Summer House. And I think that's why this show is going to flourish. The guys are great too, but the women are just powerhouses one after another on the Martha's Vineyard. I wish Mariah didn't get voted off right away because she was a spitfire, and that shouldn't have been the case. And Jasmine just laid down and died, just didn't even give a shit. She said, oh, and the fact of them living in their car and taking showers in the gym.
Yeah.
Great story. We needed more information.
I mean, the thing I love is that they're ruling this house with like an iron fist. Like they're like, I just love the guy when he was like, I think I texted you this, when he was like, what's with all these votes? I thought I was on a summer vacation, not Survivor. It's like, what are we doing here?
But life. Yeah.
They really are. Jasmine and what's his face? What's his name? Her husband.
Oh God. I don't even know the women, or I barely.
Silas.
Silas. That's his
name. Their relationship is fascinating to me. I think like, the way that people treated Lindsay and Carl, how is no one asking this couple?
Nuts. Like, well, they're going in.
This relationship is sick.
They're going in with married.
Yes. Yes. So I guess it's
like 1950s. She's
crazy.
So obsessed. Her whole identity is being a wife.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild to watch. And you can see all these friends of hers. And like, am I wrong? She used to do Playboy or the other. I know Jordan.
I think she worked at the club.
They're making it sound like. Okay, so she works at the club. So
I don't know if she photographed. Right.
Whatever. But you're.
And she was.
Hits out.
Shit happens when you're homeless on the streets. You're getting banged like the mom on weeds in the alleyway. I don't know. There's things that keep you. It's not just you moved with your friend and all of a sudden you're homeless. You don't ask any questions. Did she move to Mariah and Mariah's like, we're out of here, we're homeless, or did Mariah move to Jasmine?
Yeah, I don't know, but
you
like,
just would expect. She seems like she has her shit together. I just can't get over the homeless for 6 months.
The way she presents, the way Jasmine presents, and like the boss energy she has over the house is fascinating to me. And everybody does kind of like fall in line with their bullshit, which
it's
is weird,
crazy, and their sex. Shut up. If I was in there, I would scream, shut up.
Something. But if you want to talk about sex,
why the door open?
How about when they are having sex when they're trying to be quiet and then he's like, this is such a turn off. You're not making a sound. It's like, what the hell? Disgusting.
And her best friend is a Steph Curry lookalike. What's the fucking planet? I just don't find him attractive at all. I think they're nuts.
0%.
I want to hate her, but I almost she's such great TV and she's so
hate her. Yeah, she's nuts in the best way possible.
She's so obnoxious. She has so many female friends. She has so many friends, girlfriends. You think girls would hate her, but she
she's the ringleader, right? And like she plays that role well, and everybody's kind of following her around.
With her talking with Jordan about being single in the store, it's just crazy talk.
So
it's
weird.
Like 1950s.
Yeah, no, it's
like Jordan is alone and she must hate being alone and lonely
what do you
and
want
sad
in this life. Jordan, you want
you to
partner?
Get the fuck away from
she's
me is what
50
I want.
Years old, she's in her prime, let her do her thing. Okay, first,
Jordan's gorgeous.
Beautiful. What did you think of the guy who shit and Phil who had to leave?
It's so sad. He's great TV, but he's too aggressive. If he's TV. Starting that I think he was super cute, which I love that white trashness of him, but he needed to go because he's too aggressive already. Someone was going to fight him. And I love how the guys all put it together real quick and just shipped him right out because it would have ruined the show. He would have been all about him probably.
That is a character. That's not a funny joke to shit in somebody's toilet and not flush it and then double down on.
So he didn't flush it. That was the shtick.
Yes. Yeah.
So who flushed it? They came home and looked at it?
Yeah. And then they were like, go flush the toilet. And he was like, I'm not going to, which is sick. It's like, just fucking, that's like.
I wish somebody took it out and threw it at him. Yeah. That would have been funny. It's interesting how they ship him out and then they ship him right out and nobody has any say on the production.
No.
He is great. Funny, though. I love how everyone is. Oh, sorry. How much cleaner they are as a crew than Summer House. They're neater. They shower. They worry about. They just. The other people on Summer House, they're sweaty and they go to bed. At least these people are worried about being clean.
Well, you know, everybody always says white people are the dirtiest, like, people.
Well, this is not. This is keeping it true because Summer House in the OG.
Yeah,
you can smell it through the TV.
Yeah. I think the one person who's reminding me of Ciara is Bria with the bed. I don't know if you saw the scene where she's bitching at Simon. Nuts. She can't even get into the bed. She has so much shit in the bed. I really like Bria. I think she's very entertaining. I don't like, I think she's nuts for carrying around that dog, like a floppy, like she's carrying around, like Sterling carries around Bear Bear, his stuffed animal. Like, literally, she's just dragging that dog everywhere.
How did they not know that she had the dog coming? That dog is a character of it, the whole show.
Pure comedy. I love how they hate the dog.
It's a tiny little dog. I don't think you should. There's one thing. Don't hold the dog. If people don't want a dog around, don't hold it at a dinner table.
Agreed. Just
put the dog in the bedroom.
I am anti-dog at the table ever. Like, you don't need to have your dog while we're eating.
That should be a number one question then. If you're bringing an animal and people have such an issue, she shouldn't have been on the show. Everyone's really upset.
What I actually loved so much was Simon showing up, them all being like, we got to have a house vote and fuck off and da 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 da. And then he rolls in with the bottle and hands them all the Rolexes. And they're like, Simon's a great dude. Love Simon.
That was top tier television. How rich is Simon?
I don't know, because that is
a lot of insane money
to people he has not met to just drop that kind.
He's rich. Is she dating a prince or beyond a prince?
I mean, she's obviously like, yeah, that's a money grubbing move right there. Like, how she's rolling with him, and
or maybe
obviously
she is in love. Like, he's cute. It's just that German. No offense to Germans, but that German accent is it's alarming. It's hard to listen to. It's thick, and you only think of one person.
It really is.
It's almost like satire of all SNL characters that have ever done it.
He 100% seemed like an SNL character rolling in that like bedazzled jacket, like ready to rock. I mean, it's hilarious.
The way that they were all beaming from ear to ear about those watches, though. That is the type of Bravo. This is the type of Bravo TV that I want to watch.
I agree. Because the other thing I appreciate is that, like, throughout the first couple episodes, they've had real conversations about shit, right? Like, with each other, like that they are friends and like call each other out or talk about things, and like, and you also see they're like adults with lives, like working during the day and shit. Like, I just like seeing that they're functioning people. I'm into it.
The people that come in, you really start to like them right away. I like Summer. I love that they're our age and they're throwing back references to Urkel. I think it's Amir or somebody. I felt bad because like when I met him, I did think he is a spitting image of Stefan when Urkel, think that's him, when Urkel turns into Stefan. And then he said he used to get made fun of that he was Urkel, but he does give Stefan vibes so hardcore. And I want to throw the producer in the freaking ocean with the shark that we watched eat the Russian person when she doesn't know who Hillary Banks is. How are you a TV producer? You don't know who Hillary Banks is.
I thought the same
one
thing.
Of the most iconic TV characters of all time.
Yeah.
It's insulting.
I like that comparison too. It's just
you look just like her. Yeah.
This is fresh. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying it. It's really welcome after a shitty Summer House season.
I think it will surpass. I think it better get a season two. I think it's better than the season one of original Summer House by far.
100%. I was into it the first episode. I was like, oh, this is going to be something. So I think it's going
to
be good.
The way that Jasmine is yelling, stay in your room to Bria. She's crazy. She's unhinged.
She's nuts. Her hat she was wearing when they went to the Rolex dinner, the watch dinner. Like, she's a singer in the 1950s. I loved that hat. I mean, ridiculous. She
crying. Why is she crying? Rewound, like, I don't know.
I don't know what she was crying about. They had some conversation about how it's like hard that they're in the house
being
together
married
as a couple or something. Yeah. It's like, who cares? I think also they did not date that long before they got married too. Like they met, what'd they say? Like 2019, they did the pandemic, got married. Like, so I don't think they've even been together like 3 years. So
did Mariah have a baby in the car? When were they homeless? If the kid's like 7.
I know. It's a great question. I don't know.
Mariah was a good character. She should have stuck around, but it's kind of nice to get rid of a Jasmine ally to keep her weak. Because
I love that they're just getting rid of people left and right. They don't give a shit. It's hilarious. Just get out of here. It's good.
Jasmine reminds me of, she gives energy of jobs I've had where I have to quit because the manager just seems so intense. Yes. Like you're on a 15 minute and she's up your ass if you're not back
at 14 and a half. Yeah.
And driving you nuts.
Yeah.
Her and Silas, the sex, mind boggling.
Yeah.
It's such an ego thing to just scream while you're banging out like that in a house. You know, people are listening.
Full of people. I know. It's insane. All right. Anything else on Vineyard?
It's good. I don't want to fly in on those little airplanes.
No, me neither.
It's scary. I mean, I would do it, but I don't want to. And how many times are these little planes flying in? They all came in so sporadically.
I know.
You'd think there'd be 3 a day. I know.
Right. Oh God. All right. What do we, what do you want to talk? Vanderpump? Should we close the
get this
book
over
on this
with.
Shit? All right. Let's see. Did I find it entertaining watching them just, okay. I've just never seen a group of people let loose on somebody as hard as they did on Raquel. And I saw some people be like, this is so cruel. And like, this is bullying.
Yeah,
and
fuck
like,
off.
It was no, for sure. Telling somebody to go fuck themselves deserved. with a cheese grater is a little harsh. However, it was 2 weeks after this happened. 100%
deserved.
Forget. It's 100% deserved, but it's also like, it's so
even
fresh.
10 years.
Yeah. We've had 5 months to be pissed about it, but this was the first time they were seeing her. And like, they were really, I mean, Lala was unhinged the way she was going in, but
she's great. I did too.
So entertaining.
Thank God. Katie kept her mouth shut. What they did to her emotionally, the damage that she'll have is for a lifetime. If they beat
Ariana.
The shit out of her to Ariana, what Raquel and Tom did.
Yeah.
You might not see the damage.
If
they would have beat the shit out of her, people would have a lot more sympathy. She would be better off healing if they beat the shit out of her with a crowbar and Nancy Kerrigan'd her ass over and over than what they did to her emotionally.
Yeah.
Raquel to me is 100% deserved. And Tom is sick.
There's two things happening. They obviously were trying to keep some bullshit story to save whatever shred of like decency they thought they had. He is the sickest fuck I've ever, like, he is one of the sickest people ever because the way he's emotionally manipulating Raquel, Ariana, trying to make everybody feel like he somehow only did it once and that makes it okay. Meanwhile, he's fucking while she's at her grandmother's funeral.
And they did it way more.
Disgusting. Of course. Yeah. And I don't even believe the timeline. I bet they've been fucking for 5 years. Because
it's so weird he paid for that.
Him paying for the engagement is red flag number one.
It's a lie.
And just the way that he continued to try to make Ariana feel bad. And
right.
When he said the you fucked with your, we had sex with your shirt on. Disgusting. Like there's never been and I loved everybody just immediately like, oh, you're fucking sick.
Thank God for Lala. You're such a dick. Thank God for her. They should have played the Jessica Simpson song.
Yeah. Every time he tried to speak, Lala's like, shut the fuck up. Like she just,
I loved it.
I
have no remorse for Raquel. Yeah. She's being played and manipulated, but the first thing she says, she's not dumb. I do give her credit for coming out because you know what? Lisa Vanderpump quit on the season that she quit. She didn't show up for the reunion because she didn't stand up to him. And now she's in Raquel's face. You know, shut the fuck up, Lisa Vanderpump.
I'm over it, Lisa.
Thank God Raquel, you know, did come and face the music because she could have easily bowed out and chickened out.
Yeah.
And Lisa Vanderpump giving freaking Tom the coaching at the end and then Tom comes right out and does it.
Yeah.
They're both so sick.
Oh, they're sick. I mean, you know what I was thinking about was I was watching the last 5 minutes where Raquel like tells the whole story. Raquel is somebody that in the 70s would have been in the Marilyn Manson cult or whatever.
100%.
What's that cult? Charles Manson. Like, she
would have been in Texas drinking that shit, whatever happened then. Yeah.
Would have been in Rancho Santa Fe tying her Nikes, getting ready to go up to space. She has.
What was that in Rancho Santa Fe near our house?
Oh, Rancho Santa Fe. That's the Heaven's Gate cult. There's a
Where can I join?
That's a famous one. Yeah. But she gives cult follower energy. She would 100%, like, she just has no. The way when she's like, you know, I thought, like, she's so delusional. When she's like, I thought maybe we could be like a throuple, like maybe the three of us could be. It's like, what the fuck, Raquel? Like, she's just so disconnected. Even the changing her name thing. She's like, Lala, you can't talk. You change your name. She's like, my fucking name is a nickname, you dumb idiot. Like, you know, it's just like, she just, nobody's home. Nobody is home. It's crazy to watch. The only time she cried is the very end. She didn't cry when people are calling her a whore and telling her to go fuck herself with a cheese grater. Like, you know what I mean? How do you not get emotional when
does Tom's love give her a superpower? I don't know.
Like, your entire friend group is saying you're the most despicable, disgusting person that has ever walked the face of the earth, and you show no emotion.
And
that's wild.
She hears Tom rummaging around in the hotel hallway, and she pulls him in, and she does say that she had to kick her friend out that she was there for a bachelor party or something like that so she could be screwing Tom. And the fact that Tom Schwartz and her are making out when she's screwing Tom Sandoval,
it's all so
it's
sick.
Also, Tom Schwartz looks mentally, he looks mentally ill too.
I think he is
out there
defeated, and like,
he should be heartbroken. His best friend
at the
is
end when he's just like, he has his head in his hands and he's just looking down in between the two of them. It's like, I think it finally, because he kept saying, remember when he kept saying to Ariana, like, you were humiliated. She's like, I wasn't fucking humiliated. They are, you know? And like, just like short, it's like this finally hit for Schwartz to understand how bad this was, like, in the reunion live.
Ariana is a strong ass bitch. And
she is. She is.
It's unbelievable how
and
she
honestly
handled herself.
Get your fucking money, girl. I don't give a shit, because people have capitalized on bad experiences throughout time, particularly in Hollywood, for good or worse. And she's, let her make her money. Who gives a shit? She didn't come from a wealthy background. Like, just let her do her thing. I don't care. She's everywhere.
It's great.
Everywhere.
It's crazy.
Because it will fade. Eventually, nobody's going to give a fuck, because she's Ariana. She's not like, it's not
Jax.
I don't know. Somebody's Brittany, super compelling.
Right.
Yeah.
Jax, Brittany, and it's just the blip. Yeah. Just like Taylor Swift. Ugh. When Beyonce comes to town to do her concerts, do you think it will just, that will just turn into Beyonce is the biggest thing in the entire world? She sells out. It's pretty crazy, this Taylor Swift fandom. I wish
it's
I like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift
Me
comes
too.
On the radio and I can't get it
I
off fast
it off.
Enough.
I know. I have
What's wrong
way.
With
it,
us?
I don't know. It doesn't.
You didn't grow
doesn't
up with her.
To me, I mean, we've been around. She's been around for a long time.
I can't
lives.
Stand
I
her
can't
voice.
I just don't. I, her music I, doesn't speak to me. I don't know how to say it.
I give her
that.
Credit that she's up there for 3 hours. She's like a Bruce Springsteen Jr.
She's a songwriter. Like, but I don't discredit
what's
her talent.
Wrong with
I'm not
me?
Like. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel the same way though. She's talented. It's just not my vibe. But people are nuts about it. I mean, you know how many things on Instagram I see of like, my Eras tour outfit is
unbelievable.
Like, get ready with me. Ideas for what to wear to the tour. It's like, what the fuck?
I do judge her for not doing the pricing where it can stay low, like Ed Sheeran.
It's Ticketmaster. It's just like,
or she can choose. I guess Ed Sheeran chose to not be able to do that. And maybe you could have all your people write in why they did something nice to someone or something. It'd be nice to see Taylor Swift do a free concert for all her fans, just free.
Yeah.
Just be nice. I don't know. I live in a fantasy world. It's crazy how much money. I know she deserves it, but these people are paying $500 up in the nosebleeds. I'd rather, I don't think you could pay me to go sit there for 3 hours and listen to Taylor Swift. I don't know.
I was thinking that. I was like, what would I pay? It's like, I'm definitely not paying. And I think if someone gave me a ticket, I would maybe go. But like, I don't know enough Taylor Swift songs
know what's
to make
wrong
it enjoyable.
With me. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
What else?
So, what's his face? Brittany and Jax, Stassi, the whole crew, the old crew are in New York City. I thought they were going to come out and watch What Happens Live and announce something, but nothing ever happened.
Yeah, I don't know where we go from here. It's going to be interesting.
I wish Bravo had enough just to do the right thing. They're not going to for money-wise, I guess. to really cancel Tom off the show and Raquel and not get, let him have any more platform. But that probably isn't going to happen, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to force him back on. I think Sandoval will be on, and they're going to figure out how to like try to make. I mean, because what else? This is the problem. We came to a peak of Vanderpump from the depths of trash, right? Like we weren't watching it; it was unwatchable. And we're now we're here. What do they do to try to maintain that? You have to have him involved to fight with people. Otherwise, what are we talking about?
Right, right. And I don't want to watch that. Ariana. I'm done with it.
Wander around traveling. I don't know.
And you know, supposedly. They had a close friend that passed away.
Yeah.
And Sheena reached out to Tom Sandoval and said, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. And he never responded. So there you go. There's already, they will all be back friends within a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's sick.
I mean, the foundation of this show has been incestual relationships right. and cheating. Like this obviously is a different level, but that's who these people
right.
are.
Right. Right.
Deeply.
Raquel will be gone, but Tom. Oh man,
it was great. Though. And, I have to say, I've never been compelled through three parts of a reunion.
Right, like right. No, it was great. Her comment about it shows me that she's not so dumb, because when they were there changing and they're laughing with each other and crying and her ugly, I mm-hmm. can't stand her two piece outfit. I just don't know what she could have worn.
The tags were on, by the way.
Yeah, trash behavior.
Yeah,
and what'd she say? She said. What's his name? Kennedy, James Kennedy. When she goes, James's comment really got me. I am a downgrade. And she laughs hysterically.
Yeah, that was weird.
She's so weird.
I know. It's sick. Sick.
James is hilarious. What's next for you?
James?
Well, he's so
DJ
funny.
Career, just like bullshit. I know. He's like such a weak, he's such a small little person deep inside. He's like a 3-year-old who's stunted. He but he's hilarious. Him and Lala just made my life. I loved watching them go in. It was fantastic. They just couldn't stop. They could not stop themselves from losing their shit every 2 seconds. And it was great.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good. All right, listen. I did not like OC. I could not stay engaged.
It's rough.
I don't think I'm going to watch unless you tell me I need to. I just like, I don't care about these people.
Tamara's not enough
to keep me engaged.
Tamara's a bad person and she's a bitch and she's gross. It's hard to look at Tamara. I love Teresa. Oh. I think Teresa's doing bad, but her being on Watch What Happens Live saying that Teresa's the most overrated housewife. How dare you, Tamara? That makes me nuts. I can't stop thinking about it. It makes me nuts.
I think this is my issue with OC. I think these are rotten people. Like there is not a single person on this show that I think is a solid person who would do
valid
the right
point.
Thing. If somebody fell in front of you in the street, they would hop over you. The valid. Privilege, the like, I don't know. I just like, there's nobody on this cast that I fuck with. And so because of that, I can't find myself caring about Shannon and Tamara fighting. Taylor's oldest time could not care. Heather and Gina's fake fight. Don't care. Like the new girl, don't even know her name. So I just like, I don't know. I really tried, but I just don't think I'm gonna be able to do it. You got to tell me if like the next 2 weeks get good and then I'll try it.
It's just so jarring to see the blonde hair and the outfits and the yoga at cocktails. And
I just, how is OC 17 seasons, but we canceled New York after one bad season?
It's so fucked up. And Tamara, Shannon, I did feel bad for Tamara because Shannon did not care. And I do believe Tamara that Shannon ghosted her once she pretty much, the truth is, Tamara got kicked off the show. Right. Yes. Which is a dirty, dirty move. And that is really heartbreaking. And Shannon tries to play it like she's some nice, sweetie.
To me, it's like this shit is fake, right?
Right. And that shows how fake it is.
The friendships are fake and the relationships are fake. And the fact that all of a sudden Gina and Heather need to have a conversation because now we're filming and you haven't talked for 8 months because you're not fucking friends.
It's not going to be good.
I just don't think it's going to be good.
It was hard. I know. I had watched the preview weeks ago and turned it off halfway. And Shannon, Heather with the picnic basket. I want to chuck it across the room.
Can you keep it in the shade? It's hot. And pickleball. Listen, The only thing that mattered in this episode was what you already told me, which was drinking out of the dog.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dog bowl.
What did you think about that?
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Could you believe that? Could you believe it?
I think that is foul. Like, I just don't even understand.
Did it stick with you?
Yes. It's disgusting.
Isn't that gross?
Trash.
And she was really drinking it.
I know.
Does she want a parasite? It's gross.
So gross. She
lick her dog's asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a red flag. And I keep thinking about Emily's political leanings, which I can't deal with. So just like overall, I'm good on OC, I think. But if it gets great, let me know and I will watch. Do you have any other OC thoughts?
Tamara rolling in on the motorcycle told me everything you need to know that I will hate the season.
That's how I felt too. When I saw the intro, which was like, it would be like if Teresa was coming back from jail, is the way they gave Tamara the intro. And it's like, this is not the same. This is a person who for 3 years only talked about housewives, started a podcast so she could still be tied to the Bravo community.
Yeah.
All she cares about is being on the show. And you gave her the chance to just hop back in because you can't cap.
Desperate. Right.
And that's your problem. When it was like the 17th season of OC, I'm like, the fuck? What? I've had issues with OC for like 5 years, I think, at least.
And I hate Emily. I hate Gina. And I don't want to watch Tamara's face, not to be ageist, melt in front of me.
Thing. I know.
In 120 degree weather.
The hair is too blonde. There's been too much work getting done. There's a place where you have to step back from the TV screen. And we're at that point. You know, I thought the same thing. I was like, she looks like her mom. Like, she's literally starting to look like her mother, which we all end up doing eventually. But it's like, I don't want to watch
it. The outfits. Ugh. Yeah. And it's not like we don't want to watch older women. Who doesn't love?
It's not about that.
A Jane Fonda or somebody. Nothing, it's just hard to watch.
Nothing makes me sadder than how Jen Fessler showed up to the New Jersey reunion talking about.
Thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Sad.
She looks like a freak now. She looks like a different person. Unrecognizable. The deep insecurity that caused her to do that much work between a season and a reunion is depressing as hell to me. She was beautiful. What did she do? A facelift, a tummy tuck, a nose job. It's like, what?
A facelift is okay, I guess, but I gotta do a nose job. Good.
It didn't look good to me. She looked like a different person.
And the way that Andy only talks about Dolores being on Ozempic is weird. What about Margaret? She's a skeleton.
I was looking at Margaret. She needs to dye her hair a different color. I think if her hair was dark, she would look phenomenal. You would be like, ooh, she looks good.
It's
like
oil.
Something about the light hair just looks fried and old and like, I don't know.
That's hard. And her insides are rotten. Yeah.
I told you I didn't want to watch, but I did because we're not at the point yet that's going to make me uncomfortable, which is Louis coming out. I mean,
but you
Justine
gotta watch that. Yeah,
I know. I will. Justine and I have been texting about just our feelings around this. I think Teresa, I just don't like to see this. I don't want to watch everybody come for Louis and her try to defend somebody who's indefensible. And we all know how it's going to end. And I just like, I feel sick about it. Like, I don't want to watch it. It makes me uncomfortable.
What do you think about his ex-wife bringing up a restraining order against him, saying
that must mean he's still in contact with her.
It's got to be real. They don't just do restraining orders just for fun, right?
This is the thing with Louis is now we're starting to stack up, right? So we got some lawsuit that I haven't looked into that's like around. We have the restraining order. We have he just randomly shut down a business and poor little Frankie's out. He hired a private investigator who says he didn't hire him. And like, there's just like, it's stacking up and how
calling Margaret's kid.
calling Margaret's kid. Oh, it's a scammer.
That's scary.
It's like, come on, Teresa, look at the fucking tea leaves. It's all piling up and she's ignoring it.
Her daughter's going to turn against her. And that's when shit's going to really hit the fan. And he's going to do something behind the scenes that Bravo won't be able to employ her anymore. Or she'll end up back in jail because of him. And it's her fault. She chose this lunatic.
I know.
I understand he's a scammer and a con, but
yeah,
she didn't. My thing is she didn't protect herself. Right. From the from the no prenup to let's buy a house together. Now we're going to share all of our assets. Like, and you don't even really know this person. And you already got fucked once by making dumb decisions based off your partner and you're doing it again. Toxicity of her and Melissa going back and forth and Andy just sitting like Andy was getting like, I loved that. He's just like, God, shut the fuck up. And they're just keep. And it's like, just no one. I mean, Melissa, disgusting, but the both of them are just like,
it's just like the same. It's crazy. Their kids are going to watch this stuff.
I know.
Imagine if your parents just kept acting like this for a decade.
I know.
Be so it's embarrassing.
Insane.
It's crazy. And the people are saying there is allegedly a rumor that Joe raped someone. I don't even want to say the word that he forcefully had sex with somebody. Oh, Joe Gorga.
Oh,
and so then, well, Teresa next episode is saying, well, there's stuff about your past and people are allegedly saying that that's what, and Melissa's like, stop it. And she's trying to really do, you know, so that doesn't come out ever on the air, but there is that lying down around in the gutter. I don't know how true it is, but
Andy could sense it in the air when he goes into Louis and he's like, you could tell he's concerned. Like, I'm very concerned. You need, and then goes up to Joe. Don't get out of your chair. Like, you can, this is not Andy's first rodeo with the Jersey people. He knows this shit could pop off.
I loved when he said that. I'm glad you brought that up.
You could tell he's like deeply nervous. Like, he really
was the first line here.
Yes.
Because Teresa almost took him down. Imagine if Louis. Andy should just back up. He's not, it's not worth fighting.
No, definitely not. They should have security there, like Love and Hip Hop reunion style for this reunion.
Oh, 100%. It should be standing behind Andy.
Yes.
And I hate how Rachel tries to act like she's 24/7 mom of the year. I just want to be there. You just don't get the time. You don't get the time back, Andy. Andy's like, oh, I feel bad. Well, Andy, you got to work and you're a single father. Oh, here's my question.
Yes.
When Channing Tatum, I hate this term. A single father is a single mother is when the person is never around. That kid never goes to the other person's house.
Right.
Channing Tatum sitting there saying he's a single father. No. Jenna Dewan's taking care of that kid 50%. You're not single. You're co-parenting. No. I hate that term. Even mothers do pull that shit. I'm a single mother. Well, the father's involved. Are you really single? Yeah. Is he dead or gone? I mean, it drives me nuts. I hate that.
Yeah. If the other parent, if you're sharing custody and financially you're sharing costs, then no.
And Louis contacted the birth mother of Rachel's kid in prison. That. He's sick.
Sick.
In it's that just, shirt. No shirt on. He's an animal.
It's like indefensible. It's just, again, it's just stacking up to be a nightmare. And Teresa's sticking her head in the sand and defending him. Ugh, it's just bad.
She's going to be so screwed. She's not going to have the show. She's going to be broke.
I know. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
Take down her legacy.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
It's already like, and you know, you guys know this. We're Teresa stands most of the time, but this is like,
we're turning. It's hard. And Dolores hates Teresa. Be real, Dolores. Maybe that'll keep you on the show. Tell Teresa how much you hate her. Her face expressions the whole time.
I think Dolores is much smarter. She knows she has to stay in to stay on, if you will.
I think it would get her off faster the way she keeps her mouth shut. If she could fight with Teresa a little bit, that would really, at least in my eyes, give her some worth. Or just be truthful.
Right.
Her whole life is so fake.
I know.
when she is so compelling, she's so likable. It would take her the next level. I feel like she's so second tier.
Yeah, she is.
She's friends with freaking Caroline Manzo, like BFFs. Let's bring that up.
Yeah. We'll see. We will see.
Oh, Andy hates part to go. Jennifer Aiden. When he tells Rachel, she'll lose steam fast. I don't know if you saw that. It's just so funny. And Jennifer Aiden, to me, is a top tier housewife. She's a great find.
Yeah.
Her She's face mental.
Something happened with like her chin where it looks like they like tightened her face, but then there's like a second chin. Kind of
She's
like,
probably like
they didn't
getting they threads didn't tighten and it, shit. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Something looked off.
They just keep tinkering.
Right. I don't. I guess like we have Summer House, which I watched. I don't know. Did you watch the reunion?
Yeah. I don't know why Andy cared so much to try to bring them together. Danielle, Carl's. Okay. I guess we'll start with Carl not telling her. There was never going to be a moment in my life where I think that Danielle is right about that. So I really.
To be honest, the entire thing, I am fully team Carl and Lindsay because I thought her behavior was ridiculous and I think they are completely warranted in how they feel. And she
it's bizarre.
If she had come in and say, you know what, guys, I handle it like an asshole, but I was upset. But she's not. She's like doubling down on that, like her behavior was cool, which is like it's not. Screaming into the pillow, then you're out of the engagement. Telling everybody at the engagement party that you didn't know and you hate their relationship. Like I just there's no world when that's cool to me from your best friend. I can't even understand how she thinks that's fine.
And I do see Lindsay's point. She wants to get to the root of why Danielle was so rude in the first place, or why she was upset they were together in the first place. Any real friend really wouldn't have cared and would be happy for them. I understand that from Lindsay's point.
And also if Danielle had been team Lindsay and Carl, she would have still been in the three amigos. Like she ostracized herself.
Bizarre.
I'll say this. I felt really bad for Carl in the beginning. And like, I actually really appreciated that conversation
that was
between
real.
Carl and Kyle.
Some real shit. Yeah.
It was very real. I liked that he didn't get pissed at Kyle. He like made it.
It was
because it made it more sympathetic for him to be like, this was a real challenge for me. And I see why you said that. I was doing coke at work. And I did the same thing to my brother. Like that was just, you can tell like he's still really struggling.
Moment.
Yeah. And I really appreciated Kyle, like just letting him talk and them hugging and everybody like being supportive. I thought that was great.
And Carl saying how he came in and talked about his brother doing drugs and then his brother saw it and then they never
and they
talked
never got
before
to
he
talk
passed
again.
Away. I mean, it makes you want to barf.
It's horrible. And I think he just, I appreciate that they have a real friendship and like they didn't make it a petty thing. Like he just took it and ate it and said why it made him sad, which I think humanized like the whole thing. I appreciated that part of the reunion. And then outside of that, I hate Paige. I hate all the people on the other couch and I want them all to go.
Hate them all. Paige has to get knocked down a peg. How can we stick around? After watching Martha's Vineyard, where all these people are giving their parts, Paige has never, ever, I guess maybe when she was screwing Carl, which I forget about that, at the beginning of the summer, but she still was fake, never showed the boyfriend on the yacht that she was screwing. No. And Paige is just so unlikable to me. I just can't stand her.
Isn't? But we used to really like her. Do you remember? Yeah. We did. I don't know how it shifted so hard, but I can't stand her. And I want to rip that stupid flower off her neck. I'm so over that.
And Craig, I don't hate Craig. It's wild. Yeah. I feel bad for Craig. I would never want my kids to be with someone who treats them like garbage so that they feel that they have power in the relationship. And that's how I feel she treats him. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You can be
the episode
nice
where he's crying about his mom, and then she's like, "It was just like ice cold, horrible behavior to your partner."
And that's who she is.
Yeah,
and he wants to take a shower with you, and she's sitting there and pretty much mocking him on TV. Yeah. That was my future daughter-in-law. I would feel sick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to really learn to keep my mouth shut, or my kids are never.
You're gonna
talk
be
to
a
me.
nightmare of a mother-in-law. Yeah, I don't have anything else there. But whatever. I'm over the Danielle thing. I could care less.
And they should be filming right now. We don't hear anything about it. I hope the show is dead.
I hope so too.
Dedicated to Martha's Vineyard. They're fun.
I agree. Yes, I agree. I mean, like we've said, similar to Vanderpump, there's a point where everybody hates each other and you have to either pause and revamp like a Jersey Shore did, take a break. Like it's just like a point where it gets too much.
At Martha's Vineyard, every time someone walked through that door, they were all laughing and cheering and it was so fun.
Yes. Fresh. Not like, oh God, here comes Lindsay.
I loved it.
Yeah. All right.
Hot in Atlanta. Candy's mom is sad.
It's sad.
She is a sad person. I feel it's sad.
What's crazy is like, even in this situation, Candy is so delicate with her mom and still so subservient to like her. Like, it's fascinating to watch someone not just be like, mom, you are an asshole and you need to stop just being like, mama, you can't talk that way to Todd. You know, it's like she is very deferent to her still. And that's just petty at this point. They've been together too long. You got to let it go. You have to let it go.
And Todd's not that bad of a person.
No, I'm not a Todd fan, but he's been around long enough. So like, you got to tolerate it. And also Candy, like, let's be real. Candy is a workaholic. She had two young kids that are in the mix somewhere, but like, that's probably a lot to deal with as somebody.
You'll see at the next commercial.
She's
shoot.
Gone all the time.
I know,
you know? And she's hustling. Like, I get it. She has that drive to work, like, unlike anybody else, right? Like, she's Candy's like thinking about the next thing.
And she'll probably be on her deathbed, regret working so hard. But I like Candy.
I think she's a very driven. She wants to accomplish the most, right? And, like, she's very driven, which I appreciate. But, yeah, it's at a sacrifice of other things.
Old people say when you're old. I'm sure she'd be proud of herself, but when her kids say to her, we don't really know you, there's a lot of time. There's nothing like
it's a sacrifice
spending time with your kids. Yeah. But I don't dislike Candy for it. And if a man did it, no one would bat an eye.
They wouldn't blink an eye.
But kids do feel different. It is just being a mother. It's such heavy responsibility. It sucks.
It is. I am just nobody not into this season, though, of Atlanta. It's not doing it for me.
It's a dead season. And if Kenya dying in the bed, that was hard to watch. It was scary. Or it seemed fake, too. But
not fake, but convenient timing.
Who's calling 911 for her? She can't even see the phone. Let's get more urgent.
Right. I know.
That's interesting that you see. Okay, maybe she is fake.
I just felt like it was she didn't want to perform and the timing popped up. I don't know, probably not.
And no, that's a very valid point. She is a sneaky little thing. I mean, I loved when Sheree told her that she was pregnant. She's like, you're lying. That was a real fun moment.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not even like
I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't.
There's nothing. Atlanta used to be fresh and full of life.
It's probably one of the worst seasons of Housewives I've ever watched in my life.
Ugh, I don't know about that.
Like, Drew's popping in and out. Where's Drew?
I know. Where's Drew?
All of a sudden, Drew's walking out, says she has the flu.
I know.
And there's nothing happening. It's really weird.
I feel like we had like four medical procedures this episode. Not really, but they had the IV, they had the hospital. It's like, it just seems
they should scrap
like
the season.
It's coming. It's feeling like they're searching for shit rather than the story is telling itself.
They should have scrapped it.
Yeah. It's not good.
I mean, Candy and her mom is compelling, but that's given us 10, 15 years of history.
I want this to be what I love and it's not, you know what I mean? It's both sad. OC and Atlanta. It's like, these are just misses right now and it's not good. And you can see what happens when it's fresh and fun. Miami, Martha's Vineyard. Like we can have,
you don't
fun
have to
here,
try,
but
right.
You don't have to try. It's really about the fucking casting.
Ugh. I think I'm done with Atlanta. It feels like a That's chore fine. To watch
let's
it.
Let's take a break.
I feel good, bad. Good it's like, it. Am I missing out? It's an addiction, Bravo. You don't want to be missing out, but it's no good.
I think people will tell us if it's good. Temptation Island and some show called The Big D starts next week, which we're going to pop in on.
Trash.
We've done Temptation Island historically. Last season was rough. We kind of gave up, but we'll see how the episodes go. But if there's anything you guys think we should be watching, please let us know. It's a little bit of quiet time other than Bravo, so we're always open for your weird
TLC
suggestions.
TLC has something good. I would like to cover TLC. Just like that quickly if you want.
Oh, yeah. Of course. But thank you for reminding me that because you said TLC. If anybody wants on Amazon, Justine will never watch it. There's a three or four part Duggar.
Wow.
Yeah, Duggar documentary, like Smile. It's the Duggars or something. It's really compelling. I never watched
Who
that show.
Who gets the money from that?
I mean, the documentary people, I guess. But like, essentially, what they exposed was like that the Duggars are part of this like weird cult. That again, why America with all these cults, like these religious cults? But it's like this religious cult where like very subservient, like sickness. But anyways, they make it so hyper. They are so focused on sexuality and like not being sexual from youth that I think it embeds it into kids' heads and like makes them hyper focused on it. So the sick Josh Duggar, I mean, he was molesting siblings for years. They all tried to cover it up. I mean, just disgusting. Everything happening in that family and in that whatever that
molesting
cult is
siblings is just where's my
and
birth
they knew
back?
It and let him back into the house with the kids.
They should,
this is the weirdest part.
They
should be in prison. There's 19 kids. I did not know this because I never watched the show. When one would get born, the other kid got assigned, the older child got assigned the buddy. So essentially, like the baby was with the seventh kid, the next baby was with the eighth kid. That kid was then raising that baby. The baby was sleeping in their bed. So you have a 7-year-old fucking raising a baby, having no life, and having to now be a caretaker. Disgusting. So I knew you couldn't watch it because there's so much kid stuff, but if anybody's looking
there
for
there is a hell. There has to be a place where these people go.
Because they're saying this in the name of God. That's the worst part.
And it thinks it's sick. It's crazy. Sick.
It's crazy.
They deserve to be seriously punished in a cruel way. They can't just get away with this shit. And the parents are just free.
Yeah.
How fucked up. And they're just spreading out
all this money.
These kids, 20 kids out in the world, just all fucked up.
All fucked up. Sick. Probably going to do the same shit that the Josh Duggar did because that's how they were raised.
Oh my God. It's really sickening.
Yeah. It's gross.
And these women that marry these men and give them excuses is disgusting.
I know. It's wild. Wild.
I mean, they lock these lunatics up and put them. Go send them out to that Epstein Island and throw away the key. Don't feed them and let them all eat each other. I hate them.
20 children. 20. 17 more than you have. It's like insane.
My uterus is falling out. She's
sick. Can you imagine? And just to think that you somehow think this is the right thing to do. No twins.
Maybe
there's twins. I don't know. And their names are all J's.
How can he even feel anything? Seriously.
Josiah, Josh, Jessica, Jugger. Justine. It's like, yeah, there isn't a Justine. There should be.
I really hate them. And the world, we need to stop being so democratic. There needs to be prosecution.
Time for our dictatorship, guys. It's time for our dictatorship.
They deserve...
Yeah.
Corporal punishment. It's get all the sick. People out. We're watching the bullshit, this dumb game show on Netflix with Howie Mandel. And it's a terrible thing. Tyler's like, I don't understand it. Full episodes in, I'm like explaining it to him. A game show shouldn't be that hard to figure out. No. And this guy's up there, he's selling weed. He's got a dispensary and shit, and he's talking about it. Let everybody out of jail who isn't there for fucking weed charges. Let's just let them out. It's crazy. 100%. And then this guy is up there talking about it on Netflix, and he's Mr. Douchebag in his suit.
I don't care.
You want $750,000, but
you could sell 20. You could sell 20 pounds of weed a day. I don't care. You should not be in jail.
The Duggar should be in jail.
Yeah.
Slide the gruel under the door. And have people piss on them. I hate them. Oh, it makes me sick. And you know what? These documentarians are, it's good, but sick in a way too. I don't know. oh, I guess people.
No, this was good because they were going
people ideas.
No, I don't think so. Cause none of it was not phrased and it was not framed in a positive.
There's more, but I'm torn between it's good to expose them, but it also gives people, you know, just like school shootings. I think obviously it's got to be on the news, but then it gives these wackadoos the idea. So there's one Duggar family, though. There's more.
Oh, well, there are more.
Just in the world. Yeah. It's just,
yeah, they already
exist. So sick.
Yeah.
And then somebody watched that and thought, oh, that's a good idea. The buddy system. Yeah. I don't know. I hate the world.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's enough.
On that positive note. We'll be back, guys. We love you. Write a review if you have time. Check us out on Twitter, Escape 2 Pod, Instagram. Oh, got to shout out Justine's great tweet of the Hillary watching.
Who would have thought?
Osama bin Laden getting killed, saying like this is Shay, and I'm watching.
I feel bad. I was like, trailer. Maybe I shouldn't compare the two because it's such a big deal.
It was great. It hit. Twitter, Instagram, Escape Drive Podcast. Until next time, we love you.
Little Obama looks so young. God,
so young.
President does it really like that office.
I know. It's like parenthood. All right, love you guys. We'll be back.